Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode is called Birthday Miracles, Pink Flamingos, and Leopard Blankets, with my subtitle being When God Shops at Home Goods. So I have some funny stories from my birthday last week. I just had so many hilarious things happen that to me were all like God things. Like you just can't explain it. And so I just thought I would share them with you guys for a little lighter episode. I'm hoping that it will inspire you to maybe run to Home Goods, is I think what you guys are going to do. But just to kind of keep your eyes peeled for when you're getting some little God winks that maybe you've been passing by. So I'm going to first give you a little backstory. I had gone into Home Goods and I went into like their food section and I just found some amazing stuff, like this lemon olive oil. I got this lemon Sicilian salt and then some health products too, which I just couldn't believe the cool things they had in there. And so I had gotten some collagen hyaluronic acid drops that you put in your water, some protein pretzels, just, you know, unique stuff. And I had found this bag of protein collagen powder there. I just ran out of my protein powder. I needed collagen powder, and I just loved the idea of it all being in one thing. But it didn't have a price on it, so I just put it in my basket. And when I went through to pay and check out, I was talking to the lady a lot and I had asked, can you see how much this is? And they took it and like somebody went off with the protein powder to see how much it was. And then they ended up just ringing me up and I left and I forgot to get it. And so it just kept, I kept thinking, oh, darn, I really wanted it. And I do red light therapy really close to the Home Goods store. And I've also just been on the hunt for new running shoes. And there's also a DSW in that same center. So I had ran into DSW too, which this ties into my birthday story. It's so weird. And had been trying on just different running shoes. And they had some other, like this one pair of leopard shoes that I'm going to go back to in a minute. But well, I'll just tell you now. So I was like talking with ChatGPT and sending all the photos of the shoes that I was trying on along with the model numbers. And it was giving me like all of the reviews. We were just trying to narrow it down. And chat was saying things like, okay, now walk around the store for 15 minutes and make sure that you don't feel anything weird. And so I was really taking it seriously, making sure that this pair that I had narrowed it down to fit. And then I also saw this really cute pair of leopard kind of, they weren't slides. They were like just low heels, sling back. They were so cute. And I just couldn't make a decision. So I just agreed to think about it with those running shoes. And I just was like, I'm going to wait on the leopard ones too. It just didn't seem like a priority. So I left without either of them. So going back to Home Goods. So I ran through Home Goods another time just to see if they had that protein powder. And it was nowhere. I had went through like there's probably four aisles. There's a definite health area. And then there's like some chips and, you know, even like a whole pasta section. And I scoured through it. I was just looking behind bags. I was looking everywhere. And there was none to be found. So I just was wandering through and I went back by the bedding and I saw this leopard fur king bedding set that was so luxurious. The fur just felt like velvet. And I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, this is so decadent. And I've been kind of wanting new bedding anyways, but I wasn't quite sure. But it also did not have a price on it. And it's summer in Arizona. And I'm like, do I want really fur bedding? But anyways, I was going to find out how much it was. And so I put it in my cart. And then I realized I had on my leopard leggings that I got at Lululemon with the matching leopard crossbody from there, which it's rare that I wear them both together, but I was just in a workout outfit. And I looked down at myself and I'm like, okay, I cannot walk through this store a leopard on leopard with leopard in my cart. I look like such a freak. So I just put it back and I was like, I don't even need this. So I went up to the checkout counter and I asked about the protein powder. And I was like, hey, do you guys get shipments of it in before? I had seen it here once and I don't see it anymore. And they're like, yeah, we do occasionally. We just don't know when. And I was like, all right, forget it. And I almost just left without it. But I literally did this little prayer and I was like, please, God, just let there be one of the protein collagen powders for me. So I went back to the same exact section and I started looking again and literally there was one and it was like sideways put in the display. And I was so excited. And so then I look and it was $7.99. I'm like, how is this so cheap? Literally that exact brand for this exact combo was $45 on Amazon. And even at $45 on Amazon, I thought that's a good price. Anyways, I had just gotten all inspired with my Beauty Revival recipe with the lemon olive oil and the lemon salt, and I was making all these things. And then I started to think about like collagen cakes and protein pies, and I was making desserts, you know, with high protein, no sugar yogurt, adding cottage cheese, and then putting in protein powder and sprinkles. And I was just doing all these different recipes type stuff. So I was so excited. So I left Home Goods with my protein collagen powder and I ended up getting on the phone with my friend Jill. And this is still, it's the week of my birthday. So my birthday was on Saturday. This was maybe like Tuesday. So I called her and I'm like, you're not going to believe what I found at Home Goods. And I was telling her about the protein collagen powder. And then I said, all this other stuff I got was amazing too. So I sent her all these photos of the other things and like little edamame. They're kind of like chips. I don't know how to explain it, but you just sprinkle it on top of your salad and they're so good. And it just gives you all this extra protein. So I was just all psyched telling her everything I got. And she's like, okay, I'm going right now. And I was like, all right, just buy, if you find the protein collagen, just buy every bag they have. And so she takes off and goes to this other Home Goods that's not by where I live, that's closer to her house. And they didn't have it. And she's like, well, I'm just going to go out to the Desert Ridge. She goes off to another location looking for it. And they didn't have it there either. And she ended up getting the hyaluronic collagen droppers for your water. And she ended up giving me two more of those as part of my birthday present. But then she says, you didn't happen to see the leopard fur bedding, did you? And I was like, oh my God. I said, I was obsessed with it. I said, I put it in my cart and I was just too embarrassed to ask how much it was because I was wearing leopard leggings and I had my leopard crossbody. So we were totally cracking up about that. So she said, you know, yeah, I just was in love with it too. And she's like, is your bed a king? And I was like, yeah, so is hers. And so anyways, we get off the phone and then she literally calls me back like, I don't know, an hour later. And she's like, guess what I just did? And I'm like, what? And she said, I just bought you the leopard fur bedding and I got one for me too. And I was like, no way, that is hilarious. And so anyway, so she got it for me for my birthday and it's amazing. I'm so in love with it. I love it even more than I thought I would. And now I just have that great story around it too. What are the chances that of all the things in there, she would have went right to that? And I had just wanted it, you know, so strongly. I think it must have just like been highlighted to her. And it just reminded me another one of my birthdays a couple of years ago. I was in AJ's, which is like a kind of gourmet grocery store here in Arizona. And I was with my daughter and we were in the bakery section, like just getting iced teas or coffees. And they had this cake in the display that was this really over the top, beautiful Barbie cake. And I just pointed at it to my daughter and I said, I want someone to buy me this cake for my birthday. And my birthday was still like probably 2 months out at this point. And I knew my daughter wasn't going to get it for me. She just, you know, I just know her well. And that was just, she wouldn't have remembered by that point. But anyways, that year on my birthday, we had a party like at a Western place called Handlebar J's. And I know my parents were in town and I had a bunch of friends there. And one of my friends actually showed up with that exact cake. And I was like, you have no idea. I literally pointed to that cake and said, I want someone to buy me that cake. So anyways, the power of our words, they're so strong. So moving on, because it gets a little bit crazier, my actual birthday, I got invited to pop up at one of the stores that I pop up at, and the manager of the store is a good friend, and she just treats me like gold. And she said, please just come in. I want to do a lunch for you. And it was so sweet. I got there and she had balloons and flowers and just over the top presents. And literally one of the things she gave me was a gift card for DSW. I mean, of all the places, I'm like the leopard shoes. And by this point, I had already ordered a different pair of running shoes. I just went back, ordered my previous ones on Amazon, but I'm like, I'm going to go get the leopard shoes, which I did. So how hilarious, again, that it's something that I almost bought, like carried around in the store, and is also leopard. And so it just felt like so connected, like God told her to get them for me. And she's a Christian also, and we're just very like in tune. I'm always telling her my crazy stories. We've had the craziest stuff happen whenever I'm there. And my Jesus truck always drives by when I'm telling her the stories. And so it just felt so like miraculous. But anyways, while I was there, this woman came in with her son, who turns out is 25. And I did her makeup, and at some point she was just telling me a lot of personal stuff, and somehow it came up, I guess the Christian piece. I don't know how it came up originally. And she's like, well, you have to meet my son. So her son came over, and I have to tell you, and he was the most incredible kid. I mean, he's 25. Young man that I've ever spoke to. He sat there. He was dressed very, he was a really good looking guy. He looked like Jesus, I swear. And he had on like a white shirt and just jeans. And then he had this like cross, like rosary thing that he had wrapped around his hand, and he was wearing a cross. And he just talked to me about God, like, for 30 minutes straight. You've never met anyone like him that spoke as well as him. He said a lot of stuff that was very, was like a personal message to me from God on my birthday. And then he reaches in his pocket and he gives me this cross that he had in his pocket. And like right while all this is going on, then my Jesus truck drives by, which is the Shamrock food truck. I'm always talking about it. There's stories in my earlier podcasts and in my book, Beauty Revival, where I explain why it's my Jesus truck. But if you're around me for any amount of time, you'll see it always comes through at super appropriate times. Like specifically last night, this morning, one of my friends, and it's the friend that I met. If you guys haven't listened to it, I have an episode called Pink Bible on the Bar Stool. And it's this miraculous story how I met this other friend. And Her name is Shelby. And literally, Shelby texted me this morning and said, I almost texted you at 2:30 a.m. because I woke up and I literally heard God say to me, your name. And then he said this specific message for me, which was regarding a specific way that I'm praying for my daughter. And so it's so too much to go into here. But today, I'm thinking about her telling me that when she woke up and heard God's voice. And if you'll believe that it's true, if you listen to that episode, and right then as I'm thinking of it, Jesus drove by. So I was like, all right, there's my confirmation. And so it's just incredible. I know I'm super tapped in and I know God talks to everyone in different ways. Stan, but back to this guy, he was just telling me about this new church that he was going to, which was a Greek Orthodox church. And I just love Greek people. A lot of my really good friends are Greek. My best friend since kindergarten is Greek. I've just been surrounded by them. And so I was inspired. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to his church on Sunday. And I did go. And it was really, really nice. And it's funny because then like the next 2 days, my other Greek friends that I hadn't heard from in the longest time were reaching out. And I'm like, you must have got the memo. I was at the Greek church. I'm like, this is crazy. But anyways, I know I'm going off in some different directions. So the last story I'm going to tell you about is, this is so funny and hilarious. So I was driving out of my neighborhood and my daughter was in the car with me and we had to kind of cut through this alleyway that has a big dumpster and the garbage man was like blocking where we needed to drive through because he was emptying this dumpster. And it was taking a long time. My daughter's like, is there any way other way you can go? And I'm like, no, I'll have to back up and it'll take even longer. So we just sat there waiting for this truck to fully empty the dumpster. And so as it finally drove off, I look and see in the middle of the road, there's this big pink object that's blocking the street. Like I could not drive over it. I had to literally get out of my car to go move it. But immediately I knew it was something for me because it was pink. I was like, all right, this is weird. Like, what is this? So I go and look and it's this pink flamingo umbrella. Okay. It was brand new. It still had the tag on it. And it was like an umbrella. It had like a stand on it too, which was like pink legs. And so it was all wrapped up and it had like the pink flamingo beak at the top. It was so legally blonde. It was just hilarious. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm keeping this. And we laugh because it never rains in Arizona. I think Ellie was like 5 once the first time she ever saw an umbrella. And she said, what is that stick? She didn't even know what one was. But I'm like, it is just so funny. I feel like, you know, it just flew obviously out of the dumpster when they were emptying it. But I feel like my angels were like, no, we got to give this to her. And just because it's funny. And then I do feel like, you know, there was like a little message behind it too, because it's like the storm didn't disappear, but somehow I'm staying covered. It was like God is protecting me in the storms. And so I took this photo of it after my daughter left, like sitting in the passenger seat, because my car is super decked out with pink too. I have like a very light interior, but I have these pink seat covers that have like little bling crowns on them. And I have a lot of pink fur and bling. And so I put the pink flamingo umbrella on the passenger seat riding along with me. And it's just so outrageous. Oh, so yeah. And I just wanted to mention that it's so personal to me, like, because I was on my Zoom class for my book club, which is ongoing every week. And there's a bunch of people in the group and we all have to share our stories. And so I shared that story. And Somebody's like, well, how did you know it was for you? And I was like, it was so obvious. I mean, A, it's pink. B, even the flamingo thing, like the whole vibe of it, it was just totally me. And then just the outrageousness of it just appearing on the road and blocking me where I had to take it. And then I just did feel like there was a message attached to it that I was being covered and protected. And so the woman that leads it, she has a women's ministry. She said, you know, 100% God talks to all of us differently and he knows all of us differently. So only you know what would be meant for you. So anyways, I have my days too where I'm not always just running around with miracles happening. I have my days where I'll be very hard on myself in different categories and I'll worry. And I know God's hand is on my life. And sometimes delay is not denial. Life is overwhelming. You know, you can get very frustrated with stress and, you know, having lots of situations going on. And I just feel like this is how God does keep showing up, just letting me know and remind me that he's paying attention. So God is saying, I haven't forgotten you. And he shows me through protein powder, leopard bedding, leopard shoes, pink flamingos. So I felt like it was all kind of showered down on me, rained down on me over my birthday too. And this year, it was more than ever before to have that guy come in and say the things that he said. It was like I got a personal birthday message from God on my birthday as he hands me a cross and Jesus drives by. It's who can make it up? So anyways, it's not really a shopping story. It's not like I am overlooking the little things because I'm waiting for the big things. It's just sometimes the smallest miracles just become the loudest reminders that God hasn't forgotten you. Say, I hope that it makes you pay more attention to, like, what is your God language? One of the titles I was thinking of was God Speaks Fluent Leopard. Well, what is the language that God speaks to you? Because he says, my sheep know my voice. And I don't always get an answer right away to specific things I need to know, but I do know when God's talking to me, and he really did lift me up over my birthday. So that's it. I hope you guys have an amazing week ahead. You need to run out to Home Goods and see if you can find my protein collagen powder, which I've been loving. I've been putting it in my coffee. I've been putting it in with yogurt. I've just been trying to up my protein, and it's one of the easy ways you can do it. So that's it. Have a great week ahead. Love you guys. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.